that he's listening.
Yeah.
You know that he's there.
Yeah.
You know that you don't
have
to call to him.
No.
You know he knows more about your situation than you do.
That's right.
You know it's just putting it in his hands.
Yeah.
You're saying, I'm trusting in you.
Yeah.
I'm giving it over to somebody who can take care of you.
Yeah.
Do not pass me by.
Yeah.
I'd like to turn your attention again to that second chapter, Peter, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
And the apostle says, the second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise for his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And this they willingly are ignorant of.
That's right.
That by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that there was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Listen now. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one day.
Yeah.
That one day with the Lord is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day.
Yeah.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
My God.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
My God.
I want to speak with you a little while this morning. How are you going to spend this precious, unpromised time?
Amen.
This precious, unpromised time. But you know, as we read over the scriptures and go back in the prophets, we find all throughout the Old Testament that there are words that tell us about Jesus is coming, and the fact that he's going to save us, he's going to provide that salvation that only he can. I like to home in on Isaiah because it seemed that he just wrapped it up so well. As he talked about Jesus' coming, he talked about him as a child, and he also talked about the suffering that he was going to go through for us. And then the prophets also let us know that Jesus is going to be coming again. This is the first, but he's going to be coming back again. And right now, we're living in a precious time. You see, Jesus has died, and we who have accepted him have salvation. We who recognize him as the Son of the living God can have that salvation and have eternal life. We believe the prophets, and we know that all those things that they said about him were true. And the things that they said about him to come are still true. There are things that are going to occur in the future that the prophets have already told us about. We can expect him to come again. The only situation that causes us to have any concern or some doubt concern is we don't know when he's coming.
That's right.
We don't know
That's
when
right.
he's going to come back again.
Yeah.
We know that he was here. We know that he hung on a cross. We know that he died. We know that he went through all the things that were necessary to bring about salvation to those who will accept the salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know when he's coming again. And somehow, because the time is going by, it seems that there are those scoffers, as they're referred to, who say, you keep on talking about him coming, but it doesn't seem that he's coming. It's been a long time. They've been talking about it a long time. Saying he's going to come again. Somehow it seems that he has not come yet. And somehow as the time goes on, it seems that people build up more and more stories about why he hasn't come or that he won't come. Mm-hmm. Or that it's all fairy tales and all those things that we heard that they don't mean anything. But Jesus would have us to know, and Peter wrote to us to let us know here in his word that we need to ignore those scoffers.
Yep,
and realize
yep.
that the Lord is going to come again.
Right.
And we're living in a precious time.
Yes,
it's a precious time mm-hmm. because, you see, the Lord doesn't want anybody to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
He wants
right.
all to come
that's
to salvation.
Right.
All to have an opportunity
that's
to
right.
be able to live in glory with the Lord throughout eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could have stopped right. He could have
yeah.
stopped this all last week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. good
or he could have stopped it right. today.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when it's going to happen, but this time that we have, these precious days mm-hmm. that we have now, a time for those who have not accepted Christ yet,
yeah,
those who do not know him yet,
mm-hmm.
to accept him and be able to become a part of all of those who
mm-hmm.
celebrate over in glory
yeah.
throughout eternity.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do about these precious times? Well, we sort of got our salvation. We feel like I've accepted the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I know who he is. I came down the aisle a long time ago. I guess I've done all I need to do. We're just waiting out till the Lord comes.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that's the way the Lord would have
yeah.
us to spend.
Yeah.
Our
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
You see, there are those who have not accepted him yet.
Mm-hmm.
There are those who do not know him yet.
Yeah.
And it's not all up to the preacher to go and tell them
no, no,
know
tell
who
it.
The Lord is. No, all of us who have accepted the Lord need to take these precious hours, these
yeah.
precious
yeah.
moments, these
yeah.
precious days to
yeah.
let somebody know that we don't know how much time they've got, but
yeah,
now that we're living in these precious days, these special days, these final days,
yeah.
we need to let them know that this is the time
it's
for them
the
to come
yeah.
to the Lord.
Yeah.
But you know, somehow it seems that we're not as vocal about it as we ought to be. We're not going out and talking about it the way we should. We haven't told people about how the Lord has brought us through it and all the things that he's done for us. We haven't been testifying about how real he is in our lives. And so there are those who are out there who don't know about the Lord because nobody's told them yet, that they have not heard it. But we need to spend this time. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Yeah.
The Lord's going to come back again.
Yeah, yeah,
he's waiting. He's giving us an opportunity to reach out to those who do not know yet. You're, it's all on me. It's all on you to let the world
right.
know and then more understand how real the Lord is
yeah.
and that he's going to come again.
Yeah.
But instead of us talking about the Lord coming, it seems that rather than taking his word and building it up and to where everybody can see and know how real he is to us, it seems that instead the word is being torn down. There are those who are reinterpreting and looking at what the Lord has said. And so those of us who have already accepted the Lord, those who are already saved, we're on the Lord's side. Somehow we're starting to not believe all the things we deeply believe.
We
say the word, we need to interpret it a little more clearly now. We don't really understand all of that, the way that it was. And somehow we take the word and we say, well, the Lord didn't really mean to be that hard on us. I believe that we ought to change just a little bit.
Well,
somehow, rather than sticking to the word, recognizing the word, saying, this is God's word, I'm going to stand on the word, we're reinterpreting it and trying to take away some of the strength and the power that the Lord has in the word.
Yeah.
This is God's word.
Yeah.
God of the 21st century is the same God of the God of Abraham. The thing that he didn't like then and the thing that he did but that were wrong back in those days is wrong right now.
Yeah.
I don't care where you take it. I don't care if you spend it. I don't care how you try to say it. God wants us changed.
That's right.
God doesn't want us to try to make things easy for those who are not in the word to come in and say, okay, I can accept it now.
Yeah.
He wants those who are not in the word, they don't understand the word, to come in and accept his word as he gave us the word.
Yeah.
God gave us the word. God gave us the word, and now he's given us this time, these precious moments. We don't know when the Lord is going to come again.
Yeah.
But until he comes, we have an opportunity to reach out to somebody who hasn't said yes to the Lord.
Yeah.
Somebody thinks that all, as I said before, that's something that the preachers have to do. But you see, the preachers can't get to everybody. There are people who you run into and you have in your life every day. You need to let them know how real God is. You have to let them know that we don't have forever. You don't know when he's going to come again. But this is their opportunity right now. They have an opportunity right now. May not have an opportunity next week. There may not be a next week.
That's right. Yeah.
They need to accept the Lord as a precious time. Precious time. There are those who keep telling us that it won't happen. It will happen. They keep saying he's not coming again. He's on his way. We need to recognize that God is giving us an opportunity to reach out to somebody who has not recognized him yet. And have them to embrace this relationship. The special God that we know. You know, a week or so ago, I had an opportunity to do something that just made my heart overflow. But there was somebody who I was talking to. They were actually in the hospital. And I had an opportunity to talk with them. And as I talked with them, I could see that they were accepting what I was telling them about the Lord. Recognized how real he is. As a matter of fact, they already knew he was real. They just had not had that relationship. They hadn't done that yet. And so though this person couldn't speak, they weren't able to talk with me. But I knew that it was real to them. And so I said, I know you can't say the words. And he said something, but I couldn't understand just what he said. I said, I know you can't say the words, but I held his hand. All I want you to do, let me know you want to be on the Lord.
Yeah.
You can't testify any words. Just squeeze my hand.
Let that be your testimony.
And I held it there, and he didn't squeeze my hand.
Tell it.
Somehow, as I held his hand, I said it again, because I could sort of see it in his eyes, but he wanted to change. He was already in his 70s, but he hadn't said yes to the Lord yet. He knew who the Lord was, but he hadn't accepted him.
Come on,
so I just wanted to just squeeze my hand. He didn't squeeze my hand, and so I went out of the room and I took off the gown that I had to wear. And as I talked to the nurse outside, she could see some disappointment in my face. And I told her what had happened. She said, well, you know, he's paralyzed on that side.
All right now.
But we put the gown back on. How special that moment was. How special that moment will be for you. You tell somebody and you see in their face that they want to take you the opportunity. Well, how much time we got? I don't know, Reverend Jackson. Scoffers are saying it's never going to come. We don't know when it's going to come. I'm just glad we got it right now. I'm just glad we got some precious time right now. I'm just glad we got some precious moments to go and tell somebody how real God is and see if anyone want to say yes to our God. Say yes to our Lord. I'm not saying get in a hurry. But I'm saying we don't have no, we don't know how much time we have.
No.
All I'm saying is
right now
is precious. You need to tell somebody, talk to somebody, remind somebody that they don't know how long they have. They ought to take the time right now. Decisions he's already made. He's saying yes to their salvation. They just need to say yes and accept it. Let us talk to the Lord. Our Father and our loving God, we thank you, Father, for the precious moments that we have. Father, let those who are under the sound of my voice know they don't have to be a preacher to remind somebody that we don't know how much time we've got. They don't have to be somebody who goes into the Word over and over again to say it all. They can just talk about what they know about you. They can talk about how real you are and tell somebody who has not said yes. But now, right now, is the perfect time. Right now, is an unpromised time. We just know we have today. Right now is an unpromised precious moment. An unpromised precious day. Father, let us reach out to somebody. Remind somebody. Let somebody know how real you are. How loving you are. The only reason that the Lord has not come back again is because you want to give those who have not yet said yes an opportunity. Because you would have nobody to perish. You would have nobody to spend eternity in hell. You would accept all. That's why the cross. Blood wash away everybody. Bless us, Father. Strengthen us. Yes. We're strong enough to testify about your goodness, about your love, about salvation, and all you have. In the precious name of Jesus. Love his name. Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.